Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the risk takers, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the boldest voices in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about breaking barriers, defying expectations, and rewriting the rules. No limits, no apologies, just real talk. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Window Nation Studios, WTEM Washington, and WJFK HD2 Manassas. This is where the DMV goes to talk commanders.
I listen to it every day at work.
The Team 980 and Odyssey Sports Station. Chris Russell.
This is where it's at.
On the Team 980 and the Odyssey app.
Washington, D.C. Acknowledge me!
Chris Russell on the Team 980.
I'm not trying to be a jerk! Alright, good afternoon, everybody. It is out of Windbag Wednesday. Thank goodness we are done with that. Oh, it is just a Wednesday in the nation's capital and beyond. A little bit chilly out there, as it was yesterday, after a couple of days in the 80s. I guess that's coming back. Here's what I know. Nobody can drive. Nobody can drive. Good Lord.
There's been an uptick in the past, three or four days.
Oh, my God.
I don't know what it is.
You take express jets and private flights back and forth from Toronto from the injured list.
But I got to get to and from the airport, which is the problem.
That's fair. But, you know, you probably take an Uber because you have six paychecks coming in.
Well,
but
we try.
I have to actually drive. Mm-hmm. And I will tell you this. I have no idea how I made it back and forth from the radio station yesterday and today. I have run into a full field of absolute imbeciles.
It's shocking.
It's just amazing. We're here. We're safe. We're alive, which is good. And we're here to do the radio show and not completely bitch about traffic, even though we just spent 30 seconds or so bitching about traffic. We need you in your cars, right? Because that's kind of like we need you to listen to the radio, right? Which you can listen, as always, on the Odyssey app, whether you're in your car, at home, office, wherever, on a boat somewhere, anywhere, live and free. But we need you to listen also on the Team 980 all throughout the DMV, on the radio. 980 on the AM side is where you want to be on this Wednesday afternoon and every day right here on the Team 980. All right, so let's get started with this. We will get to the Buzz Williams press conference, which you probably heard a portion of on Coach Sheehan's show. We will get to a smaller portion than that later on. We will get reaction to what Buzz had to say. I didn't get to hear any Q&A that they did afterwards, I presume. I don't know how they did it. I just heard on my way in, and then I had to do an interview with our guy Awad down in Richmond. So I don't know how that kind of worked there after Buzz's initial very long statement. We'll do that in the 2 o'clock hour. We will figure that out. We will get some NFL stuff in. They are driving me absolutely insane. I'll tell you why probably later on this hour. But first, we took another big step. Another big step to NHL history last night. Yes, the Caps won. Yes, Ryan Leonard made his NHL debut. Yes, he torpedoed, not a torpedo bat, a dude in center ice or near center ice. Yes, 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 yes. But you know what the story is. More than breaking a 3-game losing streak, more than anything else, it was Alex Ovechkin getting goal number 891. And nobody ever wants to say it was easy, but it was about as easy as you're going to get, right? I mean, let's be honest. A lot of others did the hard work. You know, Carlson back and forth on the half wall at the point, midpoint, shot. Ovi there to clean up the rebound. Bang. You'll hear it in just a couple of minutes from John Walton's voice to make it 2-0. But listen, this is how it works, right? The other day, when I was at Capital One Arena, Alex Ovechkin got 890 on a hard shot from the point that he just happened to be in the right spot, deflected it off his body, and gets the goal. Moments later, after walloping a Buffalo Sabre behind the Capitals net and army crawling back to the bench to the point where I thought, oh my God, Alex Ovechkin is hurt and is going to leave this game and is going to not only not get the record, but he might be lost for the playoffs. He was literally army crawling. I watched the whole thing in horror. And then 45 seconds in real lifetime, after he gets back to the bench, he doesn't go back down the tunnel. I'm like, Then he comes out for a power play. Now, Russian Machine did break this year, earlier, for the first time ever.
Small break.
And that's the point, Max. It was a minor break. It was like he needed to take some time off for an oil change.
Yeah.
To clean out the filter.
Sure.
To recharge the battery.
Mm-hmm.
Russian Machine just kept going on Sunday.
Don't stop.
Right? And almost damn near got 891. So much so, and we talked about this on Monday, so much so that I thought I had the perfect video, right? Because I'm taking video from high above Capital One Arena in the press box.
Angle.
And I had the shot. I mean, I was following him. He's at the center midpoint. He unleashes a cannon. Boom, it goes in. The scoreboard thinks he's got 891. Everybody's there. They start playing shake, rattle, and roll. And then we realize Pierre-Luc Dubois had deflected it. Much like his goal for what actually became 890 was a deflection in front of a shot from the point. Ovechkin this time didn't get burnt, but, you know, loses, if you will, his, we thought, 891st goal because of a deflection by hockey. It's the way it works, okay? But then last night, there was no questions, no ifs, ands, or buts. None. No. Alex Ovechkin there to clean up the carnage. Again, great work by John Carlson, and I think it was Dylan Strome along the halfboards, the high halfboards, back and forth. Good puck entry. Caps were already up 1-0 on the road because of a Nick Dowd shorthanded goal. A shooty. And then ultimately Dylan Strome off the rebound, off the behind the net on a hard shot, slammed one home. Tom Wilson would add to it. And guess what? The Capitals win 4-3. They break a 3-game losing streak. We'll give you all the particulars and we'll let you hear the Ovechkin goal in just a wee little bit. But guess what?
What's that, Roost?
You know where I'm going with this.
Oh, I know exactly where you're going.
Your boy cleaned up at the window.
Big hit.
Now, listen. It's not that big of a hit. It's
for you, that's a massive hit.
That's a massive score. A $1 bet on a 4-3 correct score.
Bang.
In favor of the Capitals.
Bang.
Landed your boy a $32 win.
It's got you lunch.
That I didn't even get.
Dinner then, I don't know.
I was in such a good mood, but of course I was running late, go figure, because I miscalculated all my show prep. I was in such a good mood, Max, that I was going to tell you, even though you collect 6 paychecks, including one on the Blue Jays, and you're hurt again, and you have your own private express jet, I was gonna pick you up lunch if I actually got out the door on time.
Because
I know you got a long day. So maybe we'll have to figure that out after the show, or tomorrow, or whatever. We'll figure it out. The bottom line is your boy hit a correct score, $1 bet. I mean, I hit so few of those, and yet I bet them all the time. I have no idea.
You're due.
And I finally hit one. $1 got me a $32 payback. If only I would have bet, I don't know. Like my buddy, the Birdman, who calls in every once in a while, he, you know, he's loaded. So he'll bet $10, $15, he'll bet $25, send me like the screenshot, what have you, because he's living in a different tax bracket than I am. Just like you are, Max. But he'll win, like, you know, he'll send me like a screenshot and be like, you know, I'm one step away from hitting a four-leg parlay, and he put like $25 down, and he could win $900 or something like that. Should I pull it? Should I rescind it? Should I cash out? And I'm like,
the answer's always no.
Yeah, and usually I said, you know, sometimes I have said yes, but there's been a couple of times where I've said, let it ride, you know, let it play. I feel okay. For me, I didn't even remember I made the bet. I did not, because I also put down a multi-leg parlay of, now this is going to annoy some people, the Bruins plus the 1.5 on the puck line with Ovechkin and Ryan Leonard as anytime goal scorers. So I remember that bet, and I was disappointed, of course, you know, when the Bruins covered and Ovechkin scored, but that Ryan Leonard didn't score in his NHL debut. So I was disappointed. I was like, ah. And then much to my surprise, not chagrin, I opened up the app this morning, and bam, baby! Nice little surprise! Papa Rooster's account was in...
kind of green?
Well, I mean, it was... there's not a lot of money in there, but it was over $100!
Hey, yeah, that's more than that's in my account right now.
That
that's
means
for sure.
Papa has room to play.
Let's go. You can bump up the units too if you want. If you're feeling frisky.
I might be able to do that. I might want to do that. We'll see. I did lay a couple of bets down on the Nationals today. Small $1 bets.
On or against?
I did
Or both.
I did both.
You know what?
I did Vladimir Guerrero Jr. hitting a home run.
I don't hate that.
The Nationals are actually favored by 1.5 today because of Mackenzie Gore.
Get the value on the Blue Jays while I guess?
Yeah, I did an alt strikeouts on Mackenzie Gore. I did a Vladdy Daddy home run.
All right.
And I think I did Blue Jays plus the 1.5.
Okay.
I'm sorry. But then I did a correct score one. Again, went 4-3 Nationals. So we need the Blue Jays to... here's what we need. We need Mackenzie Gore to strike out more than 8 guys. We need Vladimir Guerrero to hit a home run. We need the Nationals to win 4-3. And then Daddy's buying lunch for you all. No, I didn't say that out loud. I'm sorry.
He meant you all in here, in this building.
Yes.
Not you all out
on
there.
This radio
not
show.
You peasants.
Yes. Yes. See, this is how we do radio around here. Boring crap. We have fun. We get after it. We bust each other's chops. We yell. We beat our chest a little bit. We slap our back. Barry Horowitz style.
Only when deserved, though.
Even when it's not deserved.
Well.
Anyway, Caps won 4-3 last night. And that's important. They snapped a 3-game losing streak.
It's their longest of the season, 3 games.
It was tied for their longest of the season. And quite honestly, it didn't. I mean, after you take a 2-0 lead and you think, well, this is going to be easy. The Bruins stink. They have the second worst team in the Eastern Conference via points. You know, the Bruins come back and score a couple of goals. One on a bad clear, you know, by Charlie Lindgren. And, you know, kind of loose puck just kind of bounces out. Wrong spot, wrong time. And it gets the Bruins back in the game. You know, for Dylan Strome and Tom Wilson to kind of buckle down and get the go-ahead goal from Strome, and then Wilson finishing, not finishing it off because it, of course, became, it went from 3-2 to 3-3, or was it 4-2 for, I can't remember now. I had a bunch of things going on last night. Whatever it was. The point being is they won 4-3. We know that. And Strome, again, shot behind the net, gets the rebound, gets the carom, slams it home. And, you know, they've had some line changes. They've adjusted things. But this was an important win for the Capitals Now, tonight is going to be a lot tougher. Second night, back-to-back. They had to travel to Raleigh from Boston, 2-hour flight, whatever it is. It's not the end of the world. I'm sure a bunch of them slept on the way. I'm sure they were, you know, there was no morning skate this morning, so they could sleep in, relax, whatever. But the bottom line is, this one is a lot tougher tonight. And we'll see about Ovechkin. But I will say this. If Alex Ovechkin scores tonight, that's 892, one goal. That means, of course, he's two goals away from then tying Gretzky and a hat trick away from breaking Gretzky. And couldn't you just see home on Friday night versus the Chicago Blackhawks? Alex gets one early. Alex gets one middle of the game. Alex ties Wayne Gretzky at 894. And then, with the Capitals, with a one or a two-goal lead, late, Chicago pulls the goaltender, right? Because teams are pulling the goaltender earlier than ever. And Alex gets a couple of opportunities, and they are feeding him the puck, and he has taken every chance, and then he breaks the record, but he breaks it into an empty net. Now, it would still be an unbelievable moment, but I would garner a bet to tie up the loose end on that, that Alex, if he had his choice...
He don't want it.
He didn't want an empty netter.
No.
But you want it to come at home.
This is true.
They're at the Islanders on Sunday afternoon. But that's not the same as Capital One Arena on a Friday night.
Correct.
So, again, a lot has to happen. He's got to score at least one tonight to make it feasible, right? Because if he doesn't score tonight in Carolina and he needs four goals to break it, that's not happening. I mean, in any realistic sense, right? So, again, it starts with if he scores a goal tonight. Then he does need the hat trick for Friday night to do it at home. But it's feasible. Two regular goals and an empty netter. It's feasible. Or hell, an overtime goal. I would love that. Right? Even though that's 3-on-3. And again, a little bit chintzy. I would love that. But the bottom line is Ovechkin needs to, you know, score probably one goal at least tonight, maybe two, to give us a real good shot of that scenario playing out. Otherwise, we just continue to play the music and we kind of figure it out from there. I'm thinking about going up to Long Island on Sunday. I know Cakesy's is going. He bought tickets a couple of weeks ago. I might try and jump in Cakes' trunk and have him drive up. You know, if Ovechkin is, you know, again, if he scores at any point over the next two games, i.e. tonight or Friday night, then I guess he's in relative distance, right? I mean, he's already in relative distance, but I mean, close distance? I don't know how you would kind of phrase that, but you get the point. You get the point. So Alex Ovechkin, goal number 891. Again, listen. No goal is easy, no win is easy, no nothing is easy, but it was as easy of a goal that you're basically going to get. A wide open net off the carom. You know, again, good work by Carlson at the high point, all of that, right? It doesn't happen without his teammates setting it up. So while it was easy for Ovechkin, it was not easy. And he's four goals away at 891. You heard it here on the Team 980 last night. You'll hear it again here on the Team 980 in just moments as we just get rocking and rolling. You want to jump in on the great chase? Let's go, baby. What do you think? When do you think? What do you think we're looking at? If you're not if you're a casual hockey fan, if you're not even a Caps fan, not even a hockey fan, do you have any interest? Are you tuning in? Are you watching Twitter. How are you handling that? I was at a soccer game last night. I was watching NHL.com. And then as soon as I saw he scored, I got a little giddy. And I was like, oh boy, here we go. Here we go on the Team 980 in the Odyssey app.
Strom to center with Dubois, top line, top unit on here with Wilson, right corner. And, of course, an opportunity for Alex Ovechkin here. Carlson right side, back to Carly up top, steps into the slot, looks for the tip, Ovechkin scores! Alex Ovechkin scores on the tip along the left post! He is one closer here in Boston! It's his 38th goal of the season! Goal 891 and an ovation by all here in Boston! Even Bruins fans are cheering! He needs four to pass Wayne Gretzky for the most in NHL history.
Yes, sir. John Walton on the call last night right here on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app, Caps Radio as well. And you heard a little chuckle there from Ken Sabourin as well. Woo, man, 891. And, you know, like some goals, especially from way up top, are hard to see, right? Yeah, hard to see. Sometimes whether a guy got a stick on, that one was easy. That one was easy. And Alex Ovechkin takes one step closer to NHL history, as you just heard. 891 and a standing ovation. I mean, even the people in Boston, yeah, some of the, I'm sure there were some Bruins fans that were not happy or whatever the case might be. Oh, who cares? But they were certainly appreciative of getting to see Ovechkin do that. We'll give you some numbers in a sec that the Caps sent out late last night after the goal through NHL media. But Alex's 891st goal and the great chase is scored by our friends at Main Street Bank. Cheer local, bank local. Put their team in your office. Visit mstreetbank.com for more information. That's mstreetbank.com for more information. So here's the deal. You know where he is. You know how close he is. The bottom line is this. Ovechkin, look, even if he doesn't somehow get it this year, and again, two goals in the last two games goes a long way to changing the complexity. Like, I know last Thursday when we did a simulcast with JP and B-Mitch at Nationals opening day, they asked me, does Ovechkin get it? And I was like, I don't think so. And he didn't score that night. But then he scored on Sunday. He almost had two, and now he scored again last night. So it's a changing prism. But Ovechkin, again, has 891 goals, as we know. And look, I was at the game on a Friday night right before Christmas 2 years ago when he jumped Gordie Howe. At 802, Ovechkin has overtaken 42 players in a five-season span, right? To jump into the top 10. And then, of course, he's number two, right? And again, that was December 23rd. 2002. I didn't realize that was against Winnipeg. I forgot that. I thought that was against another opponent, but it was Winnipeg, right? So, you know, again, who he's jumped, where he is, all of that. So here's one for you, right? Goal 891 last night, 322 power play goals. 322 power play goals. He scored against 182 different goaltenders. That's 84% of the 217 goaltenders that he's faced. He scored against, and this is according to the NHL, nearly half of all the goaltenders that have played at least one NHL game since he entered the league. That's 49%. Since he, Ovechkin, entered the league, 372 goaltenders have played at least one game. He scored on 49% of them. Again, a buck 82. And it's 84% of the ones he's actually faced. So, again, he's faced 217 of those 372 that have played at least one game. So that's why the numbers are, and the percentages are different. 35 goaltenders have managed to shut him out, to not allow him to score against them. That's pretty cool fraternity to be in, right, for them. 16%. 14 goaltenders with a minimum of one game played. And two of them are on upcoming, as in this Sunday, potential opponents. Ilya Sorokin with the Islanders and Joel Blomqvist of the Pittsburgh Penguins. So there's just a few numbers for you that we wanted to pass along. We know that. We know this, right? That the NHL is a niche sport. You love it, you hate it, you don't like it, whatever. I'm just fascinated. If I know Caps fans are excited, I know I'm excited, right? Because I'm a Caps fan. I'm a diehard hockey fan. I've covered Ovechkin a lot of his career. I was literally a foot or so away from him on Sunday afternoon in the locker room. You know, he doesn't know me. Maybe he recognized my face. Whatever. None of that matters. We know we're excited. We know we're pumped. We know we're hopeful. And I'm more hopeful, I keep saying this, for a Stanley Cup run more than him breaking the record this year. If I could line it up, he wouldn't break the record this year. They would make a Stanley Cup title run or at least get to the final. But if you're going to get to the final, you might as well win the damn thing, right? Get a second cup and then come back on opening night next year, raise this damn banner, have the Stanley Cup out, which was so awesome 6 years ago now, to be at that game. And have Ovechkin break the record that night. You know, like finish at 894 this year, win a second Stanley Cup, erase any questions, any doubts. That's ideally how I would draw, and give us the summer of anticipation and the summer of celebration, quite honestly. Again, if they can make that deep playoff run. Into Carolina, the Capitals go tonight. That should be interesting to see where he gets. All right, time for a trending alert right here, right now on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. All right, indeed, the Capitals back in action tonight right away after the win in Boston last night. In Raleigh tonight, 7:05 puck drop before coming home for the Chicago Blackhawks, part of a 3-game and 4-night stretch for the Capitals, who sit 1 point behind the Winnipeg Jets. That's 1 point behind the Winnipeg Jets for the overall number one seed, but the Jets have played one more game, so certainly the Caps will have a chance to even that out. They have an 11-point lead over tonight's opponent, the Carolina Hurricanes, although they have played one less game. You can hear tonight and the great chase on 106.7 The Fan right after Nationals baseball, who begin at 3:07 today and looking to avoid the sweep with Mackenzie Gore on the mound in Toronto. Meanwhile, the NFL adding a third game to Christmas Day this year after the two last year, and the Kansas City Chiefs apparently want Christmas Day to become their tradition. We will discuss that coming up shortly, and that's what's trending on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. All right, good to have you with us. 38 minutes after the hour right here on the Team 980, middle of the week, Mad Max alongside. I am the Rooster. Cock-a-doodle-doo, Chris Russell coming up. Yes, Christmas Day being further ruined. And an idea that one of my colleagues threw out, which we'll discuss. The NFL continues to destroy the very fabric of every major national holiday that they possibly can. And there'll be one guy who they're going to have to bury his ass 6 feet under to get him to stop caring and to stop being on the gravy train of the dopey NFL, which you guys all think is the smartest league in the world. You're wrong, as usual. But anyway, that's coming up. Ovechkin, again, I understand the Caps winning is important. Ryan Leonard's debut, important. I didn't love the performance after the first period. The shorthanded goal by Dowd early. But they worked hard to get the win. Strome, Wilson, again, they mixed up some things during the middle of Sunday's game. Spencer Carberry was not happy, nor should he have been. And here you have it. We'll see what happens tonight, okay? I know these games don't mean as much as certainly playoff games will, but they are meaningful because, A, you're theoretically chasing the one seed and therefore home ice advantage if it comes to you versus the Winnipeg Jets in the Stanley Cup Final. You don't want to be in Manitoba for that. I'll tell you that much. You don't want to be in Manitoba for that. So it theoretically means more than just something. But we all know it means a lot in terms of the great chase. All right, 301-230-0980. Jonesy wants to chime in here on Ovechkin. Again, we will get to Buzz Williams and everything he had to say coming up in the 2 o'clock hour. We'll get to the NFL Christmas Day thing and more. We'll touch on all of that. Got a bunch of other things as well to get to as well. What's up, Jonesy? How are you?
Hey, what's going on, Rooster?
What's up, Jonesy?
My man coming up. Top turnbuckle with an elbow smash. How are you doing today, man?
I am doing good. I am doing good. How are you?
Yes, sir. I'm glad to hear that. Look, I don't bust your chop. I hear you getting on Ludi, matter of fact, yesterday. You know what I'm saying? I mean, we tag team partners. But anyway, check this out. I think OB is going to get it this year. The way you said it and the way you said it, I would like to see that. But I don't think that's gonna happen. I don't think it's realistic as far as him getting it sometime in the next year here on the home ice. I would have liked it for them to win the last Stanley Cup here on the home ice, but it didn't happen.
Yeah.
It happened out in Vegas, did it not, right?
Yes, it did. Yes. I can confirm, Jonesy, I was there.
Yes, indeed. Hey, I was right downtown. Watching it on the Titantron. So,
there you go.
Yes, indeed. I mean, all of one of the ones out there in the street, yeah, hooping and hollering, just like everybody else. But I believe that when he gets it, it'll be probably the biggest thing to me. And it's just to me, since Hopi had the save in that Stanley Cup Finals.
Mm-hmm.
That save was big, man. But, yeah. It's on its way. I believe it's going to happen soon, sooner than later. And what he's done? He's like what? 3 goals out now? 4?
Yeah. Four goals from setting the mark. 3 from tying.
3 from tying. Yeah. Yes, indeed. So it's going to happen this year, and I will be watching TV every time until it happens and goes down. Hopefully, it gets it this year.
Yeah.
But other than that, that's all I've got.
I got you. Thank you, Jonesy. I appreciate you. I mean, here's the thing. I think, you know, if you're just a casual fan, maybe somebody that just gets fired up for the Stanley Cup playoffs or the Caps playoffs or what have you, or for big events, I think you should be watching, right? That being said, I understand it's hard to watch. Like, if you're not a regular hockey watcher or a regular Caps watcher, I understand it's hard to ask somebody to commit 2.5 hours a couple of nights a week, right, to watch the game. Max, you're a big Caps fan. You're a big hockey fan. I'm
correct.
A big Caps fan. I'm a big hockey fan. We're going to watch no matter what, whether there was a chase or not. Okay? It has nothing to do with that. It makes it a little more interesting. I mean, I'm looking at the schedule far out. Again, Carolina tonight, Chicago on Friday night, Islanders Sunday afternoon, then a couple of days off. And then they don't play again until next Thursday, but at home against these same Canes. So, again, you do have, after tonight, which he's not going to break the record tonight. I mean, that would take four goals, obviously. I shouldn't say not, but, you know, what, maybe a 1% chance?
I will attempt a backflip if it happens. Keyword, attempt.
Attempt. And not off of a place of high elevation.
No, right? No. This will be out of pure joy.
Right.
I will hurt myself, but it'll be worth it.
Yeah, it'll be like a backflip onto your couch or onto your bed or what?
We could. We'll have to draw up some plans.
You are pretty brittle these days.
You're
already on the injury list.
The arms are brittle. I understand. The rest of me's fine.
I understand, but you cannot afford to have anything to ruin another paycheck.
I'm getting six of them. I am fine.
That is true. That is true. At least one of us is. anyway, the Capitals, after tonight, are home Friday night, Chicago, Sunday at Long Island. And again, there would be some part of that in the shadows of New York City. That would be cool. But next Thursday night, Carolina.
I could see it.
I mean, two out of the next three games at that point would be home games. I don't know. We're jumping too far ahead. But I already see, like, on the NHL official schedule, right, next Thursday's game, for instance. Sunday's game was picked up. TNT is got it. But Monumental Sports Network is also carrying it. Next Thursday against the Canes at home, ESPN Plus, not ESPN.
Ugh.
ESPN Plus, Hulu, Disney Plus, whatever. And then they have the OVCast on ESPN Plus, which I presume is just a isolation camera on OV, right?
Exactly, yeah.
So here's how I think ESPN, the network, the television network, for whatever it's worth, and maybe even TNT, if they're not carrying the game on their network. Like if you think about it, right, like if the Capitals are playing, And say ESPN is carrying something else, not the game. And if they have the rights, meaning the game is not on TNT, okay, so like Sunday, I don't think they can do that because Sunday's game is on TNT. But I think what they'll probably wind up doing, because hockey is so hard to kind of, you know, do this for, it's not like you know, and at bat every couple of innings, like it's
difficult
they were doing
to plan
home
around
run chase,
for sure.
Right? So basically, if he gets to, I don't even know if they would do it for one goal away from tying Gretzky.
I think two goals out is when they start.
Okay, but here's my thing: do they put the ISO box based on whatever they're playing, whether it's you're showing baseball game, a women's college basketball, whatever? Do they put the ISO box on Ovi and show every shift if he's a goal away from tying Gretzky, two away from breaking it, or is it just one away from breaking it, or is it like they just break in live right after he does it and then show special coverage? Like, I don't know how they're planning on doing this outside of the Ovi cast, which I mentioned. So, like, what – I don't know if I'm saying it right. Okay, so like Friday, just say he scores a goal tonight, and he's at 892, right? Friday night, and tonight's game, by the way, is on TNT. So like, they have an OV cast tonight. I think that's on ESPN Plus, although it doesn't say it. The game is also on Monumental. Friday night against the Blackhawks, say he gets, again, a goal tonight, a goal early on Friday night, and he's now one away from tying Gretzky. They're playing the Blackhawks. The game right now is scheduled to be on Monumental and NHL Network. So I think ESPN could probably break into that.
I'm sure.
But not a TNT game, even though they're all partners. But my question is, Friday night, okay, he's one goal away from tying Gretzky. Whatever they're airing on, it might be the women's semifinal, right? Yeah, it would be the women's semifinal. Do they break into that and show every shift of Ovechkin in a little small box on the corner of the screen? I think that's what this moment deserves.
Agreed.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, even though hockey is a quote-unquote niche sport, even though hockey is not considered by many in the media to be as popular as basketball or baseball, lesser, and certainly not football, this is a moment in time, one of the great sports records. This is Cal Ripken breaking Lou Gehrig's streak of 21-30.
Yeah.
Consecutive games.
Breaking the unbreakable.
I mean, obviously, Barry Bonds, when he set the all-time home run record, it was a momentous, momentous occasion. The problem is it was shadowed in complete controversy, mm-hmm. right? And everyone knew it, even though you couldn't necessarily totally prove it, right? This is pure. This is everything that sports should be about. There's nothing controversial here, right? And hockey's a sport where, you know, again, Ovechkin's probably going to play, what, 17 or 18 shifts, depending on power plays and whatnot, yep. in a game. So you might have to be breaking in with the little small box a whole bunch, right? That's really the only way you can cover it. It's not like he hits every two or three innings or plays every 5 minutes and you can kind of like cut live coverage in. Otherwise, you'd be totally taking away people from the basketball game, which you're airing, which is not fair to the women, right? That's the women's Final Four.
Right.
So that's kind of the way they're going to do it, I assume. And if TNT has the rights, which they do tonight and which they do on Sunday at Long Island, if they're airing the game, I guess ESPN can't go in, but maybe because they're a league partner, they will be able to. I don't know.
They've made a lot of concessions to a lot of people for this Ovechkin run, because I remember very distinctly, like, midway through the season, we were like, okay, the networks have kind of monopolized all these games at the end of the season,
right.
but we want it local.
Right.
And so they made that concession to Ted Leontis and Monumental.
And that made sense because Ted's obviously a really good partner.
Very good partner.
And he owns a television network.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean, like, so what I don't know and what I need to figure out is, like, a game like tonight, okay, it's listed as Monumental.
Mm-hmm.
On the NHL's official website as a broadcaster, but TNT has the game, True and Max and all that stuff, their app, whatever. So is Monumental doing a live, or are they listing that as the concession that we were just talking about, where, again, Joe B and Locker are able to do an independent broadcast of the game? It's not actually aired on that I don't know. I haven't checked the listings I just find the games wherever they are. I have no problem. It's not on TNT. It's on the Monumental, whatever. But Monumental is listed. But I thought the Wednesday night NHL package was exclusive. See, I don't know this.
No, it will be airing.
On Monumental.
On Monumental, okay. Yep.
All right. Because... But to your point, part of what we were talking about is they made a concession to allow Monumental to do an independent broadcast.
Mm-hmm.
But my understanding was that those games were not going to be aired live, that was for archival footage and for replay. So maybe it doesn't matter. Maybe
I think for the ones that are like exclusive. So like for Sunday's game, like we were talking about with the Islanders, if it's on TNT.
Which it is.
It's only on TNT, right?
But the Caps just issued a press release saying that Monumental was added that Monumental was added to it on Sunday, or maybe it was TNT was added to it. I think it was TNT that was added to it. I'm trying to look that up. All right, here's the official release. The NHL and the Capitals game at New York Islanders on April 6th will also air on Monumental Sports Network alongside TNT's originally scheduled broadcast.
All right.
So tonight, I guess, and Sunday, they're actually going to not only do the broadcast, which we knew they were going to be doing, but also actually airing the game live, which does hurt the national TV partners, quite honestly. Because nobody around here is going to watch TNT tonight or Sunday. They're going to want to watch Joe B and Locker, and for good reason.
They haven't updated the local listings, but Caps Post Game Live goes on at 3 on Sunday. So
I guess they're going to air it, but they haven't updated.
Well, no,
the
they're
going to
air it because that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
The Caps issued this release yesterday saying that Monumental Sports Network, it will air on not monumentalsportsnetwork.com, not on archival footage, which was the original deal. So basically, the NHL is saying, look, you know, we don't want to piss off one of our best fan bases.
Yeah.
You know, we'll take the hit on the national TV ratings and hope that we can make it up by national interest so that the local fans can get Monumental and Joe B. and Locker. And don't forget, every game, national, local, whatever, is on the radio, either on 106.7 or some games, as last night was, on 980. All right, we are way late. We got to take a timeout. We were just trying to sort all that out. There's a lot going on in terms of the Great Chase, but I wanted to spend some time on it because it deserves it, and any chance I get to put hockey front and center, not just Ovechkin-related, I'm going to do just that. Coming up, we can continue to talk about Ovechkin and the Caps as well. We're going to get to Buzz Williams, the new head coach at Maryland. He was introduced officially earlier this afternoon. You heard part of it here on the Team 980. We'll let you hear some more of it and react to it with some more that I've garnered over the last day or so since we were last left with you on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app.